Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Jamaica receives new maritime surveillance vessels, housing solutions to be built in St. Catherine and St. James, and government finalizing protected areas policy. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Jamaica Defense Force JDF Coast Guard has received two new maritime offshore surveillance vessels, which will be used to boost its ability to patrol and protect the island's borders. The two county-class patrol vessels, HMJS Cornwall and HMJS Middlesex, were officially commissioned into service at the HMJS Cagway in Port Royal, Kingston last Tuesday. Speaking at the naming and commissioning ceremony, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the acquisition of the vessels is part of an integrated and comprehensive set of measures to reduce crime.
The acquisition of these vessels will ensure that they are not only able to deter, but to interdict any activity occurring in the maritime domain. The addition of the maritime patrol aircraft in short order will also significantly enhance the unit's capability to detect and monitor any activity as required.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently visited two locations to break ground for the construction of housing solutions. On February 24, he broke ground for the construction of a 1,500-unit housing scheme in Friendship in St. James. The scheme, dubbed the Estuary, is being undertaken through a partnership between the National Housing Trust, NHT, and West Indies Home Contractors Limited. The development is scheduled to be completed by December 2019 at a cost of $7 billion. Last Tuesday, he visited the community of Marysfield in Kitsontown, St. Catherine, to break ground for the construction of 37 residential units. Also an NHT project, the development will include the sale of lots to Jamaicans at a reduced price of under $3 million. Construction of infrastructure is slated for completion this year. Mr. Holness commended the NHT for creating housing solutions that match the varying income levels of contributors.
This kind of service lot development satisfies another category in the housing market. Those people who would want to acquire the service lot and build out their housing solution over time. We are looking not just to build the prepackaged solutions, but to give you solutions that match your income and your stage and your preference.
In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that the NHT will be constructing approximately 4,000 housing starts before the end of the year. A housing start is the construction of the foundation prior to building. A total of 1,062 housing solutions will be delivered in St. Catherine by 2018, with 253 already being developed by the NHT at Eltham Farm and Hellshire. The solutions will also help residents build at their own pace, minimizing the occurrence of informal settlements in both areas.
24 housing schemes will be ready for construction by the end of this year. Something a gwan in a Jamaica. So when you come and buy this house, be prepared to maintain the highest standard to ensure that the property values here can rise, because that is part of the prosperity agenda.
And the government is finalizing a protected areas policy and overarching legislation for the management of protected areas. The move is part of efforts to preserve the country's natural resources. It is being undertaken by the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation in partnership with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. Minister without portfolio in the ministry, Daryl Vaz, says safeguarding the country's natural resources, particularly protected areas, remains a top priority of the government. Minister Vaz was speaking at a recent ceremony to commemorate the 24th anniversary of the Blue and Jonquière Mountains as a national park. Jamaica's policy framework for the National System of Protected Areas defines a protected area as land or water managed for the protection and maintenance of its ecological systems, biodiversity, and/or specific natural, cultural, or aesthetic resources. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.